Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
Today is Thursday, March 9th.
Our Old Testament passage comes from Deuteronomy 2:7, and it says, "The Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing."
And then our New Testament verse comes from Luke chapter 22, verse 35. Jesus said to his disciples, "When I sent you out without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "No, not a thing."
All right. Well, it's Nathan and Carolyn and Gage, and it's Thursdays with Theta. And you guys, what are you doing today? Gage, what are you doing this Thursday with Theta?
I'm working on seminary homework. Yes.
That sounds exciting, Gage.
All the great stuff going on. Good. Yep.
And we're looking forward to our community night tonight, mm-hmm. Lenten service, and then you guys have been going out after Lenten services. That's late. Even after we have Lenten service, we have Holden Evening Prayer. Then you guys do what?
We go to the greatest restaurant of all time, Applebee's.
Oh, wow. Which there are not even that many Applebee's in Southern California, but you guys drive how far to get to Applebee's?
We drive about 20 minutes to get to Applebee's.
That is a commitment. That is a commitment to community life and to half apps, isn't it?
Yep. It's worth it.
And Karen, what are you up to today?
I'm working on a six-week series for our youth group on like walking with Jesus the few weeks before his death and the what happened afterwards.
Oh my goodness, that sounds really good. Yeah, good timing too with Lent and Holy Week and Easter coming up. Yeah. Well, good. We got some good passages today on journey and stuff, you know, the kind of resources, stewardship, good things. You had something you noticed. I thought I didn't see it, Carolyn, but you noticed not only did they not have a few things, they actually didn't have more than I was even thinking. Yeah. What did you say?
Well, the Old Testament verse is from the Israelites walking around and wandering for 40 years. And I just thought, like, I'm sure they lacked a lot of things stuff wise, like maybe like food or water or, you know, like didn't have a home, just kept walking. But I'm sure it was really easy for them to also think that they were lacking guidance of like, where are we going? Like, we've been walking for 40 years and we're not like at this promised land. And
it's a long time.
It's a long time. Especially
like how many COVIDs is that in a row? That's a lot.
It's a lot.
COVID was a long time for all of us. Yeah.
And, like, especially coming out of, like, 400 years of slavery, I'm sure, like, this was a long-anticipated thing that they're just, like, waiting and waiting and waiting and thinking, where is God? Like,
Someone was saying, like, a lot of our wandering, we think of it as, you know, looking for God. But sometimes it's looking for a way to get away from God. In a way, it's like, I think, you know, it's not that far from Egypt to the promised land. It's definitely not 40 years long there. I mean, there was just a lot of circling around and circuitous, if that's how you say it, routes. But maybe, well, we know God was actually doing something in them, you know, preparing them for what was next. So it's a long, can be a long, longer than we'd want it to be for sure. You had insight I want to get to, Gage, but you also kind of had a view from the back row of this wandering crowd. Can you say something about that? Like how different it was maybe for a little kid in the back row of this pilgrimage than it might have been for, I don't think it was a piece of cake for Moses, but I mean, I bet it was even.
Yeah, I think that in a lot of the spaces that we're in, you know, if you're following leadership, so whether it's a boss at work or if it's a pastor at a church, or if it's a, like in my case, like I noticed it when I worked at Mount Carmel, you know, the leadership team was like, we're going to do this. And I would ask so many questions like, why are we doing this? And they're like, there is a good reason why we're doing it. But like from the back of the group, you know, how many people were, you know, a mile behind Moses? And they were like, where are we going? You know, like there's so many questions that you have and you can't even ask the question. And then it's just like, I bet there's a reason, but I just can't see it. So.
And how hard for the leadership that they actually don't know either. I mean, they're just like trying to follow God, right?
Yeah.
I know. It's like something they share in common. Like, where's this guy leading us? And Moses is probably like, why aren't these people just being quiet and following? I mean, all the complaining. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I was kind of thinking about two guys that came to mind, actually two older guys in my experience. One guy, you know, had a driving test coming up and he was still solid. You know, he felt comfortable driving. He was good at kind of regulating. He knew he wasn't so good at driving at night or long distances. So he kind of had, you know, peeled back from doing that much. But he saw that driving test coming. He said, I don't think I need to drive anymore. And he kind of voluntarily divested himself of the driver's license. I mean, and he was a leader. He was a pilot. I mean, he had a lot of, you know, I thought maybe identity wrapped up in that kind of power, but he didn't. He just let it go. And then there was another guy, not a pretty similar time. And, you know, it was evident that it was time to give up the driver's license and who's going to have the conversation with him. Hard conversation, but basically his response was, you know, you can take my driver's license out of my cold, dead hands, you know? And there was a joyfulness that the one man had in the freedom of, you know, in a sense, intentionally divesting himself of that power, and kind of a difficulty, you know, and a suffering, extra suffering connected to the guy who, you almost had to take it away from him. And I just think Jesus' ministry, we see this in communities throughout the ages, you know, whether they're monastic communities or one that's close to our heart is World Mission Prayer League. They have what they call simplified life, you know, where they live lean, low overhead, simple. Resources are those things that we receive as gifts, not things that we hoard or collect, so that others can live. That's an intentional kind of divestment that will actually happen to all of us. You know, all of us are going to get to the place where it's just enforced. All of a sudden, we don't care about what vacation property we had or didn't have, or what subscription plan we were connected to on the television, or what we had collected. You know, days coming for every single one of us when we're going to have a pretty simple life, and that is where it's just going to be God, and that's going to be enough. And like the disciples, I hope I can say like the disciples, like, did you lack anything? And we can respond, no, nothing. Like, you have been so faithful. My shepherd's voice today sounds like this. Beloved, my favor, my provision are not contingent on your behavior or even the depth of your faith. But your faith is reflected on how you trust me with your real stuff. Will I be faithful in the wilderness years? Will I come through when you're on assignment? Can you trust me? You can. I've always been with you and always will be with you. Even when you don't have what you think you need, you have me and I have you. Carolyn, would you pray a prayer of thanksgiving?
Yeah. Lord, thank you that you, just as you say in a passage in Matthew, that you provide all that we need, just as you do the birds of the sky and give the fields flowers, that you let us have peace so that we may not need to be anxious for tomorrow, that will take care of itself.
Mm-hmm. Engage in intercession.
God, we thank you just for constantly being present with us. We just pray that you would give us eyes to see just your faithfulness for staying with us and never leaving us, and that there's never going to be a time when we get somewhere in our future where you have not already been there and you are not already waiting for us. and taking the journey with us. So God, we just pray for eyes that we would be able to see you mm-hmm. through every step.
And would you pray with us the prayer from page 39?
God of abundance, I thank you for all you have given to me. Thank you for creating a generous spirit in me that lets me share your gifts. Forgive me for not going after other things that I feel I must have. Help me to live so that I may bless others with their needs as your first disciples did. Amen.
Amen. We're going to sing the first verse of You Are My All in All.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, you are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Is true. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.